This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 84, IELTS Academic and General. What's the difference? You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's IELTS Energy Podcast, we're going to outline the major differences between the academic, the general, and tell you exactly what to expect on the general writing exam.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing today?
I'm good. Yeah, really good, Lindsay. A little too hot.
A little too hot.
Yeah, but I'm okay.
And I heard you don't use AC in our house, so you must be, you know, in the last episode that we tried to record but we failed, we started talking about some about some idioms and some expressions that have to do with heat and getting hot and getting angry, you know?
Yeah. So, Lindsay and I realized that there are some idioms we use to talk about angry or hot-tempered people, hot-headed people.
Yeah. I like that. And it's true that, you know, different parts of the world, people may tend to be really susceptible to the weather and get angry easily, right? I mean, I know that happens to me. Like, I get kind of stressed out when it's hot out. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, totally. I like to be a very active person, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I can if it's hot. Like, if I walk 3 steps and get sweaty, I'm just like, ugh.
You don't feel good.
I literally feel heavier if it's hot.
Yeah, yeah. You should never move to Florida.
Oh my gosh, no. I know. I lived in Austin, Texas for a year. But also Taipei, like, is super hot and humid.
Yeah, Tokyo is really hot in the summer too. I struggled in the summer in Tokyo. Wow, yeah. Oof, boy. Anyways, today we're talking about one interesting thing that's come up for us, which is the difference between the general exam and the academic exam, right, Jessica?
Mm-hmm, exactly. So, we've had quite a few people write in, asking about the general exam lately. So, yeah, let's just talk about the main differences. Okay. So it's not hugely different. I mean, the listening test is exactly the same. Okay. The reading test is going to have the same exact question types, the same number of questions, same amount of time, same number of passages, but the level's a little bit easier on the general exam.
It's a little bit easier. And what kinds of, so people who are taking the general exam, what are they doing in life generally? Where are they headed?
Yeah. So people taking the general exam are usually looking to immigrate. Maybe not, they already have a work visa, or they're going for their work visa, or they're going for citizenship status. They're looking to like work in other countries. I've seen Americans take the IELTS exam because they want to be a nurse in Australia. So, you know, like these sort of huge life-changing things where you are moving your whole family to another country, like these are the people that I usually see taking the general exam.
Right. And whereas the academic exam obviously is for people going into academia abroad, right? Going into bachelor's programs, master's programs, PhDs, things like that.
Exactly. So it makes sense that their reading is going to be a little bit more difficult because it's more academic, right? Because their goal is different. So, so the general reading's a bit easier. The speaking is exactly the same because, of course, you need speaking in both circumstances. Writing is also where it's different. So, task 2, same essay types. You're going to write the same kind of essay, except the topic will be a little bit easier.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
the, task one is different. Is that right? Task one is a little bit different.
And task one is the biggest difference. So the academic task one is like graphs and numbers and it's all, you know, confusing and chaotic. Task one is for academic. It's really hard.
Yeah.
But for the general, you have to write a letter.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So huge difference. And I mean, that sounds easy, right? You have to write a letter. So the reason why it's difficult is because you have to think about the tone of your letter or the register of your letter. Yeah.
So the way it's coming across.
Exactly. So the level of formality is important. So for example, question might be, you are visiting a friend in another country. Write them a letter asking about their plans for your stay. And then there will be three bullet points that you have to talk about in your letter. So for example, ask them who will pick you up at the airport. Ask them what activities they have planned. Ask them what you can bring them from your country, for example.
Okay.
Like you have to include those three points, and that's easy because you just write one paragraph about each point, you know? Like,
yeah, absolutely. Super easy. Yeah. And we haven't investigated any strategies yet for this particular part of the general exam, right. But I think we'll have to go into that soon at some point, right, Jessica? We'll have to dive into some strategies and some systems for getting that letter out and making it sound right.
Yeah. That's going to be a really good podcast. Okay, guys, we're going to do that super soon. How to organize and how to brainstorm that letter. So we're just generally talking today about the differences. So that example that I just gave, you're writing to a friend. So your language should not be formal because that would be weird. You know, you're not going to say, to whom this may concern.
Right. That's very formal. Yeah.
And so the examiner looks at that language. And if the level of formality isn't right, then you're going to be graded down because it looks like you don't have the vocabulary to accomplish this letter correctly.
If you're tired of taking the IELTS exam over and over and not getting the score you need, try our course, the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. We guarantee that your score will increase. You can try it now for just $1 for 3 days. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. See you there. Ooh, that's interesting. And that's something that I think our listeners might struggle with because I know that we get a lot of emails where certain listeners use certain vocabulary words that sound a little bit too formal, right?
Yeah.
For example, I often hear this phrase, I wish to improve my English, right? But when we say I wish to do something, I mean, how does that sound to you, Jessica? Does that sound a little bit on the formal side?
You know, honestly, it sounds archaic. I mean, it it sounds like something that would be said in the 1920s or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, people don't talk that way anymore.
No, it kind of makes you cringe a little bit, doesn't it? It's like, ooh.
Yeah, no, it's no, bad. I think the only time that I actually see that is in a formal letter, usually bringing bad news. I think, you know, like, I wish to inform you that your account has been closed or something.
All right. If you wish to reapply for a new account, please follow these instructions. Right. Something that you might get from a bank, right? A letter from a bank or a hospital, right? We wish to inform you that you have this disease. Very bad news.
Oh, God.
So it's really not something that you should write in an email to anyone in the States or in England saying that you want, just say, I hope to. I'd like to, right? There's a lot of different ways to say it, but we need to be in tune with what's formal, what's archaic, and what's current and up to date.
Exactly. And, you know, on that note, like, that is only a phrase you're going to use in writing. I can't imagine actually saying that to someone. Like, can you think of a situation when you would say, I wish to blah, blah, blah?
No, it would be so weird. Right. It would be so weird. It's just, it doesn't work.
No.
If we want to connect with people, right? It goes back to connection, not perfection.
Exactly.
And that's true, obviously, on the IELTS general exam because the examiner is looking at whether or not you are going to connect with people, clearly.
Exactly.
And, you know, so, no, don't use it.
however, there, you know, you could be asked to write a formal letter. And in that case, you would be able to use that phrase. You know?
Right, right.
So, yeah. An example of a formal letter question would be, you recently purchased a product from a company and it broke. And you took it home and it doesn't function. It doesn't work.
Okay.
And then the three bullet points would be describe the product, describe the problem, tell the company what you want them to do. So in that third point, that third paragraph, you would say like, I wish to return the product and receive a full refund, within a fortnight or something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that sounds a little bit better, a little bit more appropriate for that kind of situation. Right. So it's really all about knowing the right vocabulary words and being able to plug them in based on that question for that IELTS general exam. Yeah. Right.
You have to pay attention to that because, like I said, you will be marked down if you are not using the correct vocabulary. So task one is hugely different in academic in general. You know, I mean, academic, the task one, you know what kind of vocabulary, you know what to expect, you know what you're going to see. The general, I mean, geez, these letters vary so widely from test to test that you honestly do not know what to expect. You don't know what the topic is going to be. So, there are, you know, common themes. There are common letters, which we'll get to in another podcast. Letters of complaint, letters of request, stuff like that.
Okay.
So these are things that you can practice. But it's, you have to be sensitive to what sort of vocabulary they're asking for.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm noticing more and more. It's all about the vocabulary, you know, to get a good orientation on the exam, to know where you are in the exam and to be prepared and to get that 7 or higher, right?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
That's huge.
Yeah. Totally.
And we've designed our course based on the academic exam,
right.
But we do have some students in our course who are going for the general exam. And Jessica, you are able to meet with students who are in our course taking the general exam, right? To help them with that. And soon we'll be building out a module that will help them with that general exam. The only place that it's different, right, in the writing task one.
Exactly.
So guys, if you want to check out our course and try it for just $1 for 3 days to see if it's right for you, for 3 days. Yep. It's cheap for the first 3 days and you get a chance to get inside the course and to check it out and to see if it's a good fit for you. You guys can try the welcome module and the listening module and really get a sense of how you're going to be learning with Jessica through those videos, through those practice exercises. So guys, come on over to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and watch the video on our homepage to find out how to opt in for that trial.
I feel like I say this all the time because there are so many things I love about our course. But another thing that I really love about our course is that our students that are taking it have the option of meeting with me one-on-one online for whatever they need. It could be focused on the general training exam. It could be a practice speaking test. It could be feedback on their writing, telling them exactly what to improve to get that 7 or higher. So
that's huge.
No other course does that.
No other course does that. And that's really important. You know, we're giving you guys in the course, we give you the strategies that you need and you do need to put the time in before meeting with Jessica to know those strategies, right? Because otherwise you're wasting your time when you meet with her, right? You want to maximize that time, that valuable time with Jessica, but you do have the option to meet with Jessica and get access to your wealth of knowledge on this test, which is unprecedented. I don't know anyone else who has the amount of experience in this exam that you have. So it's pretty cool.
I've put in the years. Yeah. For those taking the general training exam, good news for you guys. You can learn all the same strategies. You know, the main difference is that writing task one. So go on to IELTS.org, look at the, download the PDFs, look at the example questions, look at the model answers, start to get familiar, you know, with what you're going to be dealing with. And then very soon, hopefully, you know, next week we'll record an episode, Lindsay and I, giving you, outlining the different letters you'll have to write and with some specific vocabulary to use according to which letter. So yeah, stay tuned. We're going to give you guys a lot more advice about the general training.
Awesome. So check back next week, guys, for an episode on the general exam for the writing. Very cool. Jessica, thanks for chilling out with me today. Chilling out.
Stay cool. Stay cool. Chillax. Stay cool. Did you ever chillax. Say that? Chillax.
Love it. Love it. All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.